Hey, welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 108, Conquering Your Inner Critics, Your Path to Personal Growth. We've all experienced moments when we doubted ourselves or unfairly judged others. And you know what? It is time to put an end to those times. In this episode, we will share specific strategies that can help you conquer those nagging self-doubts and negative thoughts about yourself and about others. This is important because we tend to have toxic dialogue with ourselves. We always put ourselves on a negative end, so it's hard for us to maintain or boost our self-esteem and really put ourselves on the personal growth path because we are constantly chipping at ourselves, at our self-esteem, at our self-worth, at our value. And it's time for us to rewrite this narrative in our heads. It's time for us to really see ourselves differently. We are about to get started with this life-changing information, but before we get right into it, I want to urge you to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. This is life-changing, as I said before, and if you find this content valuable, please share it with your friends, family, and colleagues. I am sure they will find a nugget from it that can possibly change their lives. Before we kickstart this journey to conquer your inner critics, here's a word from our sponsor. Hey there, superheroes! Are you ready to take your fitness and wellness journey to the next level? Well, we've got an exciting announcement for you today. Our show is brought to you by EPN Supplements, your one-stop destination for a wide range of supplements that will help you reach your fitness goals. Whether you're into pre- and post-workout supplements, collagen peptides, weight management solutions, protein options, or herbal supplements, EPN has you covered. They offer a comprehensive selection to support your unique needs and preferences. And here's the best part. As a listener of this podcast, you can get an exclusive 10% discount on your EPN supplement order. Just head over to the show notes and click on the link and use the discount code GJASMIN. That's GJASMIN to take advantage of this fantastic offer. We all have inner critics and we all need to conquer them. How else are we supposed to achieve our personal growth goals if we have these negative thoughts that are plaguing us, that are in our heads telling us that we can't do certain things? So the first thing we have to do is identify the negative noises in our heads. We have to pay attention. This negative self-talk that we do with ourselves? Where did it come from? This is a topic that we all grapple with, but understanding its roots is the key to silencing it effectively. Negative self-talk, those pesky inner voices that whispers doubts, insecurities, and self-criticism, can be incredibly detrimental to our well-being. These voices often originate from life experiences, our upbringing, and the expectations placed upon us by society. Not too long ago, I faced a significant challenge that triggered a barrage of negative self-talk. I mean, it left me questioning my abilities and self-worth. Do you realize that's where we usually go? We want to challenge and we want to question our abilities and self-worth. But the thing is, when we experience these kind of situations, it teaches us invaluable lessons. And they are also an example of a kind of experience that we all have. So let's begin by recognizing that you are not alone in this struggle. Negative self-talk is universal. And we are all in this together. But the good news is that by the end of this podcast episode, you will have a few tools that you can use to spot these insidious thoughts and understand where they're coming from. If you understand where they're coming from, then you can stop them. You can find a way to deal with them exactly. So the first thing we have to be mindful of is self-awareness. Self-awareness plays a crucial role in this process. It's like turning on the light in a dark room. Once you can see what's there, you can begin to address it. Self-awareness plays a crucial role in this process. It's like turning on the light in a dark room. Once you see what's there, you can begin to address it. The same goes for your negative self-talk. Once you realize what you're saying to yourself, when you say it to yourself, how you say it to yourself, and why you say it to yourself, you can definitely come up with a plan to silence that voice. So what I want you to do is a brain dump. You can take a journal or a few pieces of paper, whatever you have at your disposal. You write every thought down. Whatever comes to your mind, however it comes to your mind, you write it down. Because when you can get it out of your head and onto paper, you will see it differently. When you start reading it to yourself, you will realize you will read it differently. It will sound different because now it's not just in your head. You are actually seeing the words. Write them down and relieve yourself from them. And now we can start breaking them down, analyzing them to find out exactly why they are being said. Why are these words being said? What is the motive? A lot of times we say these negative things to ourselves is because we want to protect ourselves. We want to protect ourselves from being embarrassed. We want to protect ourselves from being hurt. We want to protect ourselves from being uncomfortable. So that is that what our brain is doing, trying to protect us. But what we need right now is not protection. We need to really learn a certain skill so that we can get out there and make an impact and show our work and share with people so that they can grow along with us. Now that we have identified the negative noises in your head, it's time to take them head on. Remember, you have the power to change your mindset, and it all starts with how you perceive and respond to these thoughts. So what does it mean to challenge your negative thoughts? It's about questioning the validity of those harmful beliefs and assumptions. Are these thoughts based on facts? Or are they merely perceptions that have taken root? Let me share an example to illustrate. Imagine you're about to take on a new project, and those internal critics begin whispering, "You're not capable of this. You're going to fail. Why are you leading this?" This is the perfect opportunity to challenge that thought. Ask yourself, what evidence do I have to support this belief that I am not capable, that I'm going to fail? What evidence? Often you'll find that these negative thoughts are exaggerated and unfounded. Reframing your thoughts is the next step. Instead of accepting the negative thoughts at face value, replace it with a more balanced and rational perspective. In the project scenario, you could reframe the thoughts as, "I've had setbacks before, but I've also had numerous successes. I can approach this project with a growth mindset and learn along the way." It is essential to understand that this process takes practice and patience. It's not gonna change the one time that you decide to reframe it. the one time that you decide to do a brain dump and write everything down and actually challenge these thoughts. It's a habit you have to build. It takes time for that habit to stick. It's like the building block of a mental muscle. The more you challenge and reframe your thoughts, the easier it becomes to shift your mindset. Once you identify those negative voices and you learn to challenge and reframe them, now it's time to replace them with self-compassion. Self-compassion means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend. We often find it easier to extend empathy and support to others when they're facing difficulties, but we struggle to do the same for ourselves. So let's change that. Okay, let's change that. Why are we a different way to ourselves than we are with people? Why do we sympathize with people? Why do we care for people? Why do we nurture, comfort people when they make mistakes? But not us. Or when they want to take a leap of faith, we encourage them. Why don't we encourage ourselves? All right, so picture a scenario where you've made a mistake or face a challenge. Instead of berating yourself with self-criticism, how about offering a compassionate response? Imagine saying to yourself, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. What can I learn from this? So now that you learn to identify those negative voices and you learn to challenge and reframe them, and also now you are practicing self-compassion, there's another tool you can use to help you process and move to the next level. It's like having a personal coach for your mind, helping you replace harmful thoughts with constructive ones. So we're talking about cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. It is a highly effective approach for managing and modifying negative thought patterns. So what exactly is CBT? Cognitive behavioral therapy. What exactly is it and how can it benefit you? It is a therapeutic approach that focuses on the connection between thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. It helps people like you and me identify negative thought patterns and really give us the tools we need to transform our thinking. If you are interested in trying this strategy and using the CBT a framework, it might be helpful for you to find a CBT therapist who can lead you through the process. Basically, some of the principles are you know, it's educating yyourself, about your thought patterns and how it's affecting you. You have to monitor those thoughts, maybe by keeping a journal, and then you have to challenge those thoughts because they are not grounded in truth. They are grounded in lies and fears. And there are, of course, workbooks and meditations that you might want to get to support you in the journey. But basically, you can go online and do a little research about CBT. Another thing you can do to help you silence the inner critic is to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the art of being fully present, observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Mindfulness teaches you to be in here, in the here, and now, rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Meditation, on the other hand, is a structured practice that helps you develop mindfulness. It's like a workout for your mind, training it to focus, become more aware, and find your inner peace. So practicing mindfulness along with meditations is a wonderful way for you to silence that critic in your head. So you've identified the negative self-talk, you challenge them and you reframe them. You also practice some self-compassion along the way and also mindfulness and meditation. Now there's another tool you can use to conquer those inner critics And that tool is a journal. Journaling is a powerful tool that can provide insight into your thought patterns. It's like holding a mirror to your inner world, helping you identify recurring negative thoughts and the situations that trigger them. So many times you may not even be aware of exactly what's happening, but because you're using a journal, over time you will see a pattern. You will see a theme. You will see that exactly what kind of words you are feeding to yourself. What is the condition, the state of your mindset? That is why journaling is so important. So grab a journal and get started today. Perhaps now you decided to grab a notebook or a journal or perhaps a few sheets of paper. Or maybe you've made the decision that you need to get a journal so you can start journaling today. Because throughout your meditations, throughout your mindfulness activities and cognitive behavioral therapy and self-compassion, you're going to have a whole lot to say about what you are doing. So it is important to remember that you don't have to face your inner critics alone. Whether it's friends, family, or mental health professionals, a support system can provide valuable insights, encouragement, and a listening ear when you need it most. So it's important to know that you are not alone and there are people around who can help you, who can help you overcome these negative critics for good. So don't hesitate to reach out and get that process started. Many times we create these negative self-talks because we are overwhelmed or we are frustrated with the goal we are trying to achieve. So another tool you can use is goal setting. Setting realistic goals is another crucial component of silencing those negative voices in your head. Often self-doubt arises from setting unattainable expectations. By breaking your goals into smaller, achievable steps, you can build your self-esteem gradually and celebrate your successes along the way. When a goal is unattainable, when it's too much, it doesn't do anything for you but burden you, weigh you down, and now you find it impossible to get it done. But if you break it down, you will realize it is attainable and that you can do it one small step at a time. You know, negative self-talk, those inner critics in your head, the words that are saying to you, is a type of affirmation. It's a negative affirmation that disempowers you to take action. So let's flip that on its head. We're going to use some positive affirmations. That's another tool you can use to actually silence those inner critics and really take your personal growth to another level. Positive affirmations are simple, yet potent statements that counteract negativity. They can be your daily reminders of your strengths and capabilities. Therefore, it's important that you use them every day and you can write them contrary to what you are telling yourself every day. Flip the script and say it a different way. Thank you so much for staying with me this long. I think it is very important that we learn to conquer those inner critics and boost our self-esteem and boost our self-worth, our self-value, and the whole self-image that we have for ourselves. Okay, so it's important that you identify those negative thoughts and you have to challenge them because they are not based in fact. Okay, practice self-compassion just like you would treat your friends. Treat yourself like that. Use cognitive behavioral therapy or CBT and embrace mindfulness and meditation, journaling and positive affirmations. All of these tools can help you. Flip the script. You have to flip the script because now you are knowledgeable and you are aware of exactly what's going on. That is why now it's so important for you to take action because your personal growth is a continuous process and the tools we have provided are meant to urge you to take action, urge you to move forward, urge you to really go through this process as often as needed so you can silence those voices for good. First, It might help for you to start implementing these strategies in your daily life. Pick one or two that resonate with you the most and begin incorporating them into your routine. Remember, change takes time, so be patient with yourself. Second, share your journey with your friends, family, or those you trust. The power of vulnerability and open communication cannot be underestimated. Seek support from those around you and offer support in return. Third, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and share it with others who might benefit from the valuable insights we've shared today. When you share the podcast, you support us and you help us to reach more individuals and help more people accomplish their personal growth goals. Lastly, if you have any success stories, questions, or topics you'd like us to explore in future episodes, we'd love to hear from you. Your feedback and experiences can be a source of inspiration for others. Remember, you have the ability to transform your inner dialogue, boost your self-esteem, and achieve personal growth. It's a journey worth taking, and you're not alone in this pursuit. Thank you for being a part of this episode, and we look forward to continuing this journey with you in future episodes. So until next time, stay positive, stay strong, and keep conquering those inner critics. Your path to personal growth is on the horizon.